A very pleasant Monday evening, everybody. Welcome to High School Basketball on your sports leader in Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. 100.5 KMEM in Memphis, Missouri. We've got Canton and Putnam County squaring off tonight. And as always, ladies first, Putnam County girls and Canton girls getting ready to tip it off here momentarily. Our game tonight brought to you by Mayberry Farms, located just north of Memphis. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, the Putnam County R1 School District, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. Canton and Putnam County, ladies first, as they say, with the call of tonight's action. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you again, and welcome everybody to Putnam County High School. As Mark said, it is Putnam County and Canton, two district teams playing toward the season end. I think this may be the last regular season game for Canton, and Putnam County maybe has one more game to play. I don't know. But let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four of the Lady Tigers, it'll be Keelan Ott, a sophomore. Noai Clay, a senior. Emma Holtz, a junior. Macy Glasgow, a sophomore. And Macy Fisher, a junior. So Keelan Ott, Noai Clay, Emma Holtz, Macy Glasgow, and Macy Fisher. Lady Tigers 17-7, and coached by Danielle Baker. For Putnam County, Adeline Dickerson, a senior. Carly Seaton, a junior. Emma Whitlock, a junior. Jesslyn Knowles, a senior. And Taylor Powell, a senior. So, again, Adeline Dickerson, Carly Seaton, Emma Whitlock, Jesslyn Knowles, and Taylor Powell. The Lady Midgets are 11-13 and coached by Keith Smith. As the lights go out here in Unionville for the introduction of the Putnam County Lady Midgets. So here comes Adeline Dickerson. Keith Smith changed his lineup quite a little bit. Changed it around so there's a little more size inside. Took away maybe some of the guard play, but added a little height down to the basket. And he says they've tried it a couple of times and it seems to have worked pretty good. So we'll see as the Kent Lady Tigers, they love to press. And they are good at it. The key, I think, for Putnam County has got to be able to break the Canton press. So both teams have been introduced. Lights come back on. Canton girls are on the floor. Putnam County girls are on the floor. And we're set to play basketball on this Monday night from Putnam County High School. So it'll be Adeline Dickerson will jump center against Macy Fisher for the Canton Lady Tigers as the officials take off their jackets. And we're set to play basketball. Pretty good crowd on hand for this early start. As the official makes both centers shake hands. Now you're going to bounce the ball, come back, and the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Canton as Keelan Ott with the basketball. Putnam County comes out in a 2-3 zone. Macy Fisher gives it to Glasgow in the right corner. As inside to go to Glasgow. Now ball tipped around, picked up by Ott. As Keelan Ott has it between the two circles to Clay on the left wing. One dribble to Glasgow, top of key. Macy Fisher now. Three-pointer by Emma Holtz. Bullseye! So Emma Holtz starts things off with a three. And here comes Putnam County. Carly Seaton gets under the basket, put up a shot around Ryan Clay. Way off balance, Clay with a rebound. Gets it ahead to Ott. Ott against Jesslyn Knowles, tried to put up a shot, missed it. But the foul's going to be on Knowles. So Jesslyn Knowles picks up the foul. That's her first. It'll send Keelan Ott to the line and shoot two shots. So Ott eyes the basket, shots up, got it. Quickly, 4-0, Canton with the lead. Less than about 45 seconds into this ball game is Ott. Second free throw on the way, got them both. 5-0, and here comes the press by the Canton ladies. As Carly Seaton gets it into Knowles, gets it ahead to Dickerson. Dickerson ahead to Whitlock. Whitlock tried to go over to Powell. Powell saved it in the left corner. Gives it back to Seaton on the left wing. As Seaton will bring it out between the two circles. Gives it to Knowles between the two circles. Knowles looks for somebody. Gets it to Whitlock at the high post. Now Knowles for three on the way. No good. And Nariah Clay off the rebound. Clay, long pass down the floor to Glasgow underneath the Fisher. Fisher kicks it back out top of the key. Shot put up a three-pointer. No good. That was by Holtz. And Dickerson off the rebound. To Seaton down the near sideline. As Seaton kicks it out to Whitlock. Now Knowles at the free throw line. Shot from 15, no good. Powell with the rebound. Gets it back to Knowles on the baseline. Knowles, little running 10-footer. I think somebody got a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Jesslyn Knowles will inbound for the Lady Midgets. As Knowles says, somebody moves. Gets it into Dickerson. Now the left corner to Knowles. Right back to Dickerson. Punched away. Picked up by Fisher. Gets it ahead to Glasgow. Off glass. Got it. 7-0. Can't move the lead. Here comes the Frazier. Knowles gets it ahead to Whitlock. Whitlock takes it down to the block, and she is tied up by Keelan Ott. Alternating possession stays with Putnam County. So Jesslyn Knowles again will inbound underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball into Whitlock. Turns. Little five-foot jumper. No good. Nariah Clay with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Fisher. Off glass. Got it. Macy Fisher with 2 points. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 5:51 left to play in the first quarter. Canton 9 and Putnam County nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School. As Carly Seaton will inbound. Gets it to Knowles. Back to Seaton against the press. Back to Knowles. Knowles on a double team. And she turned around, had Macy Fisher right in her face and walked with it. So Keelan Ott will inbound on the near sideline to Fisher. Gets it to Nariah Clay. High post Glasgow. Holtz back to Clay. Now Fisher for three. No good. And Carly Seaton off the rebound. Gets it out to Powell, to Knowles, to Seaton. Seaton tried to get it inside that line. Dickerson airmailed one over her head and out of bounds. As Jenna Knowles checks in the ball game, also Elise Perkins will check in. Powell checks out. And, well, don't see the Carly Seaton, nope, she's still in the ball. Anyway, can't put the basketball. Holtz in the right corner. Back to Clay between the two circles of the right side. Now Fisher on the deep left wing. In the left corner to Ott. Back to Fisher, top of the key. Now Holtz in the left corner, inside to Ott. Ott tried to get it back out to Holtz. Stolen away by Elise Perkins. Perkins gives it to Seaton. Seaton back to Perkins. Perkins dribbles around Clay, down the far sideline, loses the ball, but it's picked up by Jenna Knowles inside to Whitlock, missed it off glass, and rebound tipped around. Macy Glasgow off with it to Ott. As Ott brings it across the timeline, kicks it off to Clay in the right corner. Holtz on the right wing, inside to Glasgow, turn around 10-footer, she missed it, and over the rebound comes Whitlock. She's tied up by Glasgow. Jump ball, alternating possession, stays with Canton. So Keelan Ott will inbound. No, that's Holtz. As she gets it to Glasgow, almost stood over and back, saved by Nariah Clay. And now whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Keelan Ott. So Ott picks up her first foul. 9-0, Canton with the early lead. 4:20 left to play in the first quarter. As Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton flips it to the right wing to Perkins. Gets it inside. Shot's put up. No good by Adeline Dickerson. And out with the rebound comes Glasgow to Clay to Fisher. Give and go right back to Clay. Lost it, saved it in bounds, picked up by Jenna Knowles, a whistle and a foul. Foul against Canton. So call it on Macy Glasgow. So Glasgow picks up her first foul. Carly Seaton will inbound to Perkins. Back to Seaton. Seaton gives it to Jenna Knowles. Back to Seaton, still in the backcourt. Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Takes the free throw line. Jenna Knowles will try a three off the right wing. No good. Dickerson off with the rebound. Dickerson loses the ball, but picked up by Whitlock. Whitlock turns, puts up the shot. No good. Dickerson comes away with it again. Steps through a double team, gives it to Seaton. Seaton will put up a shot. Wouldn't go down from five. And the Rye Clay with the rebound. To Fisher. Pulls up on the right side of the circle. Now Clay at the top of the key. Ott for three off the left wing. No good. And Seaton off the rebound. Seaton to Elise Perkins, and Perkins just literally threw it out of bounds. As Powell will check back in, Whitlock will check out. 3:14 left to play in the first quarter. Brasher, as Withers, Kendall Withers has checked in for Canton. Powell with the ball on the right wing, is it inside to Seaton. Now Perkins walked with it. Perkins did the little juke off the right wing, and she jumped sideways, so turnover, gives it back to Canton. Ott to Clay. As Mariah Clay across the timeline to Ott. Back to Clay between the two circles. Now in the right corner, Holtz tried to get it inside to Glasgow, batted out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball out of bounds underneath her own basket as Emma Holtz will inbound. Holtz gets it to Ott in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Gives it back to Holtz, top of the key. Clay to Withers. Withers 15-footer. In and out, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Adeline Dickerson. So Canton will have the basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Emma Holtz will inbound for the Lady Tigers. Gets the ball to Clay in the left corner. Clay dribbles out to the left wing. Now she'll bring it clear out around the top of the key. Holtz in the right corner. Gives it inside to Glasgow. Now Holtz almost tied up. Got the ball back. Now a bad pass thrown away by Elise Perkins. As Perkins thought about the drive to the basket, but she had the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Mariah Clay. As Jesselyn Knowles will check in, Adeline Dickerson will check out. So Elise Perkins will inbound. Try to get it to Powell in the left corner. Knocked out of bounds by Glasgow. Putnam again will inbound underneath her own basket. Jesselyn Knowles to trigger. Gets it to Carly Seaton in the left corner. Dribbles to the left wing. Picks up the dribble back to Jesselyn Knowles. Gets it over to Jenna Knowles. Now Elise Perkins to the top of the key. Carly Seaton thought about the three, didn't take it. Almost stole away, but picked up by Perkins. Perkins to the left wing. Jesselyn Knowles for three. Bullseye! Points for Jesselyn Knowles. It's 9-3. Canton with the lead in the basketball. Keelan Ott has it on the left wing. In the left corner to Glasgow. Now Clay at the top of the key. Glasgow throws it around. Jenna Knowles lays it up and got it. 4 points for Macy Glasgow. Carly Seaton in the backcourt. Elise Perkins. Perkins with the dribble, gets it, tried to get it across to Carly Seaton, stolen away by Ott to the basket, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Keelan Ott, and now Keith Smith wants another timeout. 1:26 left to play in the first quarter. Canton 13 and Putnam County 3 back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances, Stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC.
1:26 left to play in the first quarter of the girls' game. And it's Canton 13, Putnam County 3. Putnam County will have the basketball as Canton has backed off the press. They'll go half-court man-to-man. Seaton brings it across the timeline, dribbles into a double team, gets it out. Jesslyn Knowles, she tried to get it to Elise Perkins, and it's tipped out of bounds by Nariah Clay. So Jesslyn Knowles will inbound on the far sideline. Jesslyn Knowles gets it to Carly Seaton. Seaton back to Jesslyn Knowles. Skips it over to Jenna Knowles. She tried a 10-footer. Got it. 2 points for Jenna Knowles. It's 13-5. It's Mariah Clay across the timeline. Clay gives it a hot on the left wing. In the left corner, Holtz for three. Skips across the rim. No good. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be against Canton. They'll wait for the official. They're going to call it on Glasgow. That's her second. So two fouls on Macy Glasgow. She's going to come out of the ball game, and Kinsey Holtz will check in. Powell checks out for Canton. Whitlock checks back in. 50 seconds and counting. Let's play in the first quarter. That's Carly Seaton. Lob underneath and 10 for Whitlock. Threw it over the head of Whitlock and out of bounds. So Fisher will inbound to Clay. Clay brings it across the timeline. 2-1-2 zone by Putnam County. Clay gives it to Kinsey Holtz on the left wing. Back to Clay. Fisher. Emma Holtz on the right corner. Inside to Weathers. Weathers back to Emma Holtz for three on the way. Bullseye! Second three of the ball game for Emma Holtz. 16-5 as Carly Seaton. To the free throw line. Jesslyn Knowles on the right wing. Jenna off the right baseline. Airballed one. And out with it comes Fisher. Ahead to Clay. Clay for three. On the way. She airballed it. Saved in bounds by Kinsey Holt. Now Macy Fisher will try a three. Bullseye! And that's into the first quarter with the score. Canton 19, Putnam County 5, back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Action.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School, 19-5. Canton with the lead as we start the second quarter, and Putnam County will have the basketball as Jesslyn Knowles will inbound to Seaton. Man-to-man defense by Canton. Seaton gives it back to Knowles underneath the Whitlock. Puts up a little five-footer and got it. Nice turnaround by Emma Whitlock. 19-7 as Clay to Fisher in the right corner. Emma Holtz inside the Weathers. Put up a shot. Rejected by Whitlock. And Elise Perkins comes away with it. Bounce pass to Seaton. Seaton to the top of the key. Jesslyn Knowles in the right corner. Gets it to Jenna Knowles. Now Perkins for three. Bullseye! A 5-0 run by Putnam County. Fisher to Kinsey Holtz on the left wing. Couple of dribbles. Tried to get it back to Fisher. Knocked out of bounds by Carly Seaton. So Macy Fisher will inbound on the near sideline. To Nariah Clay. Clay has it in the center circle, picks up her dribble, gives it to Fisher on the right wing. Emma Holes in the right corner, back to Fisher. Fisher looks for somebody, high post to Weathers. As Weathers tried to get it out to Holes, a whistle and a foul against Putnam County. Let's see who it's going to be. It's going to be on Whitlock. So Emma Whitlock picks up her first foul. Whitlock will check out. And Adeline Dickerson checks back in for Lady Midgets. Emma Holes to Fisher. Down the right, Clay on the right wing in the right corner to Holes. Gets it back to Clay. Clay back to Fisher. Fisher between the two circles. Clay between the two circles. That's Clay to Fisher. Fisher dribbles out between the two circles, still with the dribble. Back to Clay on the deep left wing. Fisher to Holes in the right corner, inside to Weathers, to Fisher, the right, Clay. Trying to get it in, Kenzie Holes, puts up a shot, missed it, and the rebound comes off to Jesselyn Knowles. Gets it to Carly Seaton. And Seaton down the near sideline, kicks it over Perkins, another three on the way, no good. Adeline Dickerson, the rebounder, put back, no good. Now a jump ball on the rebound, and all of any possession comes back to Canton. So Emma Holes will inbound. As we'll wait for Elise Perkins to tie her shoelace. She's got it tied, and we're set to go. Emma Holes to Noriah Clay. As Clay across the timeline to Fisher between the two circles to Clay, high post Weathers. 15-footer on the way and got it. Kendall Weathers with two. 21-10. Canton with the lead. Here comes Perkins across the timeline. It's Perkins. Bounce past Carly Seaton. Seaton takes it right down the paint. Throws up a shot. No good. Emma Holtz with the rebound. To Nariah Clay. Gets it ahead to Fisher on the right wing. Fisher almost double dribbled, but she lost it to Carly Seaton. Gets it ahead to Jenna Knowles on the left wing. Seaton has it between the two circles. High post. Jesselyn Knowles put up a little 15-footer. Wouldn't go down. And Emma Holtz with the rebound. To Fisher, to Nariah Clay, and Clay couldn't control the basketball. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. As Brenna Brewer checks in, and Keelan Ott will check out. As inbounds pass comes to Dickerson, to Knowles, back to Dickerson. Puts his shot up, missed it. And off with the rebound, Nariah Clay. Clay will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Tigers. Clay bounce past to Ott on the right wing. Ott with the dribble gives it over to Brewer on the left wing. Back to Clay at the top of the key. Emma Holes for three on the way. No good. And rebound comes off to Brewer. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball as Powell will check back in for the Lady Midgets. And Jesselyn Knowles will check out. Emma Holes underneath her own basket to Clay in the left corner. Dribbles out to the left wing. Holes, three-pointer top of the key, in and out, no good. Weathers with a rebound, her foot back got it. 4 points for Kendall Weathers. 23-10, Canton with the lead. Here comes Carly Seaton for Putnam County. Seaton tried to get it inside to Dickerson, batted away by Emma Holes, and now stolen back by Putnam County. Jenna Knowles to Carly Seaton in the left corner. Gets it back out to Perkins. Now Powell, top of the key to Perkins on the left wing and the left corner to Seaton. Seaton to Powell. She'll try a 15-footer, missed it. And Dickerson has the rebound, puts it up and in. Adeline Dickerson with two, makes it 23-12. Noriah Clay with the basketball between the two circles. The Brewer on the right wing. Back to Clay. They get it to Ott on the left wing. Ott brings it back out between the two circles. Hands it back to Clay. Top of the key to Ott. As Ott gives it to Brewer on the right wing. Holds inside to Ott. As a whistle and a foul underneath. It's going to be against Putnam County. They're going to call it on Adeline Dickerson. So Dickerson picks up her first foul. And now Canton wants a timeout. 3:48 left to play in the first half. Canton 23, Putnam 12 back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
3:48 left to play in the first half of this girls' game. Canton leading Putnam County 23-12 with the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Emma Holtz will trigger. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Clay in the left corner. Clay out to Emma Holtz between the two circles. Back to Brewer on the left wing. Brewer in the left corner to Ott. Ott will bring it out between the two circles. Back to Brewer on the left wing. Brewer, one dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. Now she's in a double team. She just had to throw it out of bounds off of Powell. So it'll be Canton basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. As again, Emma Holtz will trigger. Holtz gives it to Clay in the left corner. Clay kicks it back out to Brewer at the top of the key. To Ott. Now Brewer will try a three. No good, but Clay with the rebound. Bands back out to the left wing. To Brewer. Now Ott at the top of the key. Ott gives it to Brewer on the right wing. Brewer brings it back out, top of the key to Ott on the left wing. Ott gets it back to Brewer, right wing. Holtz out of the right corner for three. Bullseye! Holtz. Emma Holtz, third three of the ball game. She has nine. As Jesselyn Knowles. Just a fast ball inside to Adeline Dickerson. Dickerson couldn't hang on to it as Macy Fisher will check back in. And Brewer will check out. Now we got another timeout. 2:51 left to play in the first half. Canton 26, Putnam County 12, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
Back at Putnam County High School. Canton up 26-12 with the basketballs. Macy Fisher across the timeline to Ott between the two circles. Now pass to Fisher on the right wing. Fisher, ball high above her head, brings it out between the two circles. Ott on the left wing tried to find Noriah Clay at the high post. Clay went one way. Ott threw it another way. Now Whitlock to Carly Seaton. Passed up the shot. As they gave it to Jenna Knowles. Stolen by Fisher to Noriah Clay. Puts it off glass. Got it. Clay has 2 points. 28-12. Carly Seaton in a hurry. Jesselyn Knowles to Jenna Knowles on the left wing. To Elise Perkins between the two circles. Jenna Knowles will try a three on the way. No good. As Jesselyn Knowles hit the floor. And the ball was an air ball. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be Canton basketball. Keelan Ott will inbound. Gets it to Macy Fisher. Fisher will bring it across the timeline to Ott. Ott, left side of the circle to Clay in the left corner. Gets it back to Fisher at the top of the key. Fisher looks inside. Bounce pass to Ott on the left wing. Ott beyond the arc. Gives it back to Fisher. Dribbles to the right wing. Backs off. Guarded by Seaton. Ott, left side of the circle now. Running 10-footer. No good. And Carly Seaton off the rebound. 1:30 left to play in the first half. Seaton gets it to Jenna Knowles in the left corner. Inside to Whitlock. Off her knee. Picked up by Seaton. Now Elise Perkins will try a three. Bullseye! Second three for Elise Perkins. She has six. And it's a 13-point Canton lead. 28-15, Canton with the basketball. High post play. Underneath, Weathers. And before she could shoot it, she was fouled. Foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. That's her second. So two fouls on Jesslyn Knowles. So Kendall Weathers will go to the line, and she'll shoot a 1-1. Weathers with four, looking for five. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Kendall Weathers. Adeline Dickerson checks back in. Also, Taylor Turner will check in for Putnam County. So five for Kendall Weathers, looking for six. Shots up, no good. And Adeline Dickerson off the rebound. She's tied up by Nariah Clay. And alternating possession stays with Cam. Brooke Brewer will check in as Kendall Weathers will check out for Canton. Emma Holtz underneath her own basket. Gets the ball into Fisher for three. On the way, no good. And the long rebound goes out of bounds off of Emma Holtz. It'll be Putnam County basketball. 57 seconds left to play in the first half. 29-15. Canton with the lead. Here comes Elise Perkins. Perkins gives the ball to Seaton between the two circles. Seaton picks up the dribble, gives the ball back to Turner. She dribbles to the right wing, gives it back to Elise Perkins on the right wing. Perkins fires it to the left corner to Seaton for three. No good. And rebound is tied up as Allie Ruffcorn ties up Turner. Alternating possession stays with Putnam County. So Elise Perkins will inbound. Perkins looks for somebody. Gets the ball in to Whitlock. Put up a shot, missed it, but the rebound, Dickerson puts it back up and in. 4 points for Adeline Dickerson. 29-17 is Fisher. Gets it down to Emma Holtz in the left corner. Now Ruffcorn puts up a 10-footer, missed it, and out of the rebound, Elise Perkins. Perkins down the far sideline. Dickerson on the right lane. Now the right corner, Seaton for three. No good. And Elise Perkins runs it out. A long rebound, but stolen away by Clay. Off glass, got it. At the buzzer. Ryan Clay with four, and that's the end of the first half. With the score, Canton 31, Putnam County 17. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Action.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Gonna feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi.
Who's this?
Buzz. He appears whenever you eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Like a genie?
Sure.
Ooh, does he grant wishes? I wish I lived in a giant boot. No, I wish I could swim with a humpback whale. No.
I can grant you a delicious bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, which can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Ooh, with heart shapes, too.
Happy heart-shaped Cheerios are back for a limited time. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios at your local store for an easy, delicious, and heart-healthy start to your day.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game. And Canton leading Putnam County 31-17. Taking a look at the first half scoring. First four, Canton. Keelan Ott with 4 points. Nariah Clay with 4. Emma Holtz with 9. Macy Glasgow with 4. And Macy Fisher with 5. Also, Kendall Withers with 5. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 6. Jenna Knowles with 2. Adeline Dickerson with 4. Emma Whitlock with 2. And Jessalyn Knowles with 3. Canton led 19-5 after one quarter. Both teams scored 12 in the second quarter, and Canton leads here at halftime, 31-17. And I'll be back with more in 2 minutes. This is KNN Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
From your weekend playlist to your social media timeline, personal is how you want it.
And if personal leads to something affordable, even better.
That's why we love the State Farm Personal Price Plan. We get the coverage we want at an affordable price, and so will you. Personalized.
And a policy that helps cover what you care about the most. We've trusted State Farm for years.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
And welcome back, everybody, Putnam County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM, Memphis. We're at halftime of the girls' game. Canton leading Putnam County 31-17. Of course, coming up next, the boys' turn, Putnam County and Canton. Then tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you on KMEM. I'll be at Clark County High School, Macon, and Clark County. Then Friday night, our final regular season game at Schuyler County. Schuyler County and South Shelby, girls and boys. And then next week, the class 1, 2, and 3 districts start. And we'll be covering the district tournament at Schuyler County, class 2, district 6. We'll also cover Clark County at the class 3, district 6 tournament at Monroe City. Ed, I haven't had a chance to look at the seedings at Monroe City, but the seedings at Schuyler County. On the girls' side, number one, Schuyler County. Number two, Canton Girls. Number three, Scotland County. Number four and five, Putnam County and Princeton. And number six is Knox County Girls. On the boys' side, number one seed, Canton Boys. Number two, Schuyler County. Number three, Knox County. Number four is Putnam County. Number five is Princeton. And number six, Scotland County. That's the seedings for the district at Schuyler County. And, of course, the boys will play on Monday night, two games. Girls, first two games will be on Tuesday. Boys Wednesday, girls Thursday. Boys championship will be on Friday, just the boys only. Then the girls championship will be on Saturday. That's what it's going to be on all three classes. That's what Misha said, so that's what we do. Whatever Misha says, we all do it because we don't want to get in trouble and we don't want to argue with them. So that's what's coming up for the next couple of weeks on KMEM. Both teams back on the floor. And I'll be back with the second half in about 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at unionvillerepublicanonline.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Putnam County High School's Putnam County Band is performing here at halftime. The crowd has increased quite a little bit. Good crowd on hand from Canton, as Canton fans have always traveled well, supported their teams. A lot of blue on the far side of the gym. That's where the Putnam County fans sit. As the Canton girls around Coach Baker, the Putnam girls just do their shoot around, bring the ball back, put them in the ball rack, and we're set to start the second half of this girls' game. Drew Gerber, the PA announcer. One thing about him, he keeps Putnam County fans apprised of everything that's going on as far as basketball goes. They're having a shootout, I think, here between games. We've heard about that three or four times. Just a pretty classy place, not that ever played the other four schools of the covers, not, but they do things up right here at Putnam County. So both teams back on the floor, and Canton will have the basketball to start the third quarter. Macy Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Keelan Ott between the two circles. Ott to Fisher in the right corner. Goes to Holt. Inside to Glasgow. Batted away by Whitlock. Stolen away by Seaton. To Jesselyn Knowles to Seaton. Gets it to Adeline Dickerson. Now Knowles will try a three and off the front of the rim. No good. Macy Fisher off the rebound, wants to run. Fisher stops, pops, and 10, missed it. And Dickerson off the rebound to Jesselyn Knowles. Knowles gets it over to Seaton, and Seaton takes it to the left wing. Seaton picks up a dribble, now inside Jesselyn Knowles. Off glass, got it. 5 points for Jesselyn Knowles. 31-19 is Macy Fisher to the top of the key, bounce pass to Ott. Holt in the left corner, inside Nariah Clay, as Clay tried to run around Whitlock, and a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Carly Seaton. So Seaton picks up her first foul. Nariah Clay will be at the line. She'll shoot two shots, as Keith Smith wondered how Seaton picked up the foul, and I was wondering that too. Noah Clay's first one's good. 5 points, Noah Clay. 32-19. As Clay's second free throw in and out, no good. Powell comes off the rebound. Jesslyn Knowles. As Knowles will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Seton on the left wing. Seton at the top of the key. Now Knowles kicks it over to Dickerson. Air mailed it to Adeline Dickerson, throws it out of bounds. So Canton with the basketball. Ott will get it to Macy Fisher. Back to Ott in the left corner. Holtz inside. Nariah Clayford of a shot blocked by Whitlock. Powell comes away with it, then lost it. Picked up by Ott. Gives it to Glasgow. Put up a shot. Missed it. But due to the foul, the foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. So Dickerson picks up the foul. That's her second. And Macy Glasgow will be at the line. Glasgow with 4 points, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and spins in and out, no good. Still 32-19. 6:36 left to play in the third quarter. Miss Glasgow eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And fights with the rebound. Who's going to get the foul? They're going to call the foul on the Nariah Clay. So Clay picks up her first foul. Now can't go to throw the press back on. Jesslyn Knowles to Seton. Seton gives it back to Knowles. Across the timeline to Powell. Powell gives it to Whitlock, and Whitlock couldn't hang on to the pass. Goes out of bounds. So a turnover, Putnam County. Ott gets it in to Fisher. Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Fisher bounce pass to Clay at the high post. Clay in a triple team as she is tied up by Jesslyn Knowles. And jump ball alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. So Jesslyn Knowles will inbound in front of the Canton bench. Gets it to Seton. Carly Seton back to Jesslyn Knowles. Back to Seton. Seton will bring it across the timeline. Takes it down to the left baseline. Jesslyn Knowles with three. No good. Rebound. Comes out to Powell. And whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Keelan Ott, I think. And it will be. So Ott picks up her second foul. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. So Jesslyn Knowles will trigger. As Knowles looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, gets the ball to Dickerson. A little 10-foot jumper, no good. And Nariah Clay out with the rebound to Fisher. Basic Fisher across the timeline to Ott on the left wing. Ott to Clay. Clay takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 7 points, Nariah Clay. 34-19. Jesslyn Knowles on the backcourt to Seton. Seton across the timeline. Dribble drive off the right wing. Throws up a shot and got it. 2 points for Carly Seton. 34-21. Ott on the left wing. Clay at the high post. Had the ball slapped away but picked up by Ott for three. Bullseye. Keelan Ott with 7 points. Seton against Fraser down the near sideline. Pulls up on the left wing. The Whitlock. Jesslyn Knowles inside to Powell. Carly Seton on the right wing. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ott, I think. And that's going to be three on Keelan Ott. So Perkins back in the ball game. Powell and Jesslyn Knowles both check out. Also, Jenna Knowles checks in for Putnam County. So Seton gives the ball to Perkins on the left, right corner. Back to Seton, back to Perkins. She'll quick three on the way. No good. Now rebound Dickerson. Perkins will try another three. No good. And we got a whistle and a foul underneath. Foul's going to be on Glasgow. That's her third. Skimble Weathers will check in. And Keelan Ott will check, sit down with three personal fouls. So inbounds pass to Dickerson in the left corner. To Seton. Now Perkins drives the left baseline. Those have a little five-foot runner, airballed it. And Nariah Clay with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Fisher. Dumps it inside to Weathers. Off glass, got it. 7 points for Kendall Weathers. Give the assist to Macy Fisher. Seaton to Jenna Knowles. She'll try a three on the way. No good. And Glasgow off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. I think this time we're going to be on Adeline Dickerson, and it will be. So that three on Dickerson. It's Keith Smith who wants a timeout. 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. Canton 39, Putnam County 21. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Left to play in the third quarter, 39-21. Canton with the lead in the basketball. Macy Fisher will inbound a token pressure by Putnam County. It comes to Nariah Clay, back to Fisher, back to Clay across the timeline. Try to find Withers, stolen away by Perkins. Takes it to the right wing to Whitlock, back to Perkins. Inside on the right block to Dickerson. Turns, puts up the shot. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be on 14, would be Emma Holt. That's her first. 6 points for Adeline Dickerson. Is trying to complete the three-point play. High arching shot. Missed the rim. It'll be Canton basketball. Again, Frazier, 1-2-2 zone trap by Putnam. Fisher gives it to Clay. Clay across the timeline to Emma Holt. Back to Fisher on the left wing. Fisher kicks it back out to Holt. Now Withers on the right wing inside the arc to Clay, top of the key. Clay to Withers. Withers looks for somebody. Kicks it back to Clay on the right wing. To Withers on the right block. Clay for three on the way. And bullseye. 10 points to Nariah Clay. 42-23. Canton with the lead. Placed by Canton. Perkins will inbound. Get it across the timeline to Jenna Knowles on the right wing. To Perkins. To the left wing to Seaton. Left block goes to Dickerson. Now Perkins will try a three. Bullseye! Lee Perkins with nine. That's her third three of the ball game. 42-26. Canton with the lead in the basketball. Emma Holt, wide open, three on the way. Skips across the rim, no good. Jenna Knowles off the rebound to Perkins. Perkins gets it ahead to Seaton on the right wing. Seaton tried to get it to Whitlock. Whitlock couldn't hang on to the pass, stolen away by Weathers to Fisher, ahead to Clay. Clay across the timeline. Emma Holt on the right wing. Trying to get it inside to Withers. Batted out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 2:34 left to play in the third quarter. Holtz inbounds on the right wing to Clay. Back to Emma Holtz. Lost it, but picked up by Fisher. Fisher to Glasgow. 15-footer. Got it. 6 points for Macy Glasgow. In the backcourt is Elise Perkins. Perkins had to pass picked off by Withers. Now bad pass from Withers, picked off by Jenna Knowles. Jenna Knowles fans back out on the right wing. To Whitlock on the right wing. Seaton has it between the two circles. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Perkins tries 15-footer, no good. Fisher with a rebound, gets it ahead to Glasgow. Glasgow puts it off glass and got it. 8 points for Lacey Glasgow. And now Keith Smith wants another timeout. 1:45 left to play in the third quarter. Canton 46, Putnam County 26. Back in, what is it, the pool, the 32nd. This is KMM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
Left to play, third quarter, girls' game, and Canton leading Putnam County 46-26. Putnam with the basketball. Jenna Knowles gives it to Jesslyn, and Jesslyn dribbled it out of bounds. So turnover, Putnam County. Canton with the lead and the basketball. Macy Fisher will bring it across the timeline. Defines Clay on the deep left wing. Fisher on the deep right wing. Back to Clay between the two circles. Fisher on the right wing, ball high above her head, tried to get it to Weathers, and pass slapped away by Jenna Knowles to Jesslyn, and Jesslyn lost the handle on the basketball, stolen back by Weathers to Fisher. Holtz has it in the right corner, inside on the block to Glasgow, too far into the basket, couldn't use the backboard, airballed it, and Jesslyn Knowles off the rebound. Delise Perkins back to Jesslyn Knowles. Lob underneath and tried to find Dickerson. She got it from the dotted line, but a shot missed it. Got her own rebound. Perkins will try another three. No good. And fight for the rebound. Fisher comes up with it. Fisher will bring it across the timeline. 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Tried to get it in a hold. Batted out of bounds by Putnam County. As now Powell and Seaton both check in. Adeline Dickerson and Elise Perkins will set down. So Emma Holtz will inbound, gets it to Nariah Clay. Fisher has it on the right wing. Lasco takes it down, right down the middle of the lane, put up a shot, missed it, but drew the foul, and the foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles, and that's her third. And it was on the floor, so Emma Holtz will inbound. Holtz gives it to Fisher on the right wing. Clay on the right wing. She'll try a three, no good. Rebound tipped around. Jesslyn Knowles out with it to Jenna Knowles. Jenna holds up on the right wing to Jesslyn. As Jesslyn double dribble. Tried to make a move to the basket. Double dribble to basketball. So 21 seconds left to play in the quarter. Canton with the basketball, leading 46-26. Fisher gives it to Nariah Clay. Now inside on the right block. Glasgow turns, puts up a shot, missed it. But she do the foul. The foul's going to be on Carly Seaton. That's her second. So two fouls on Carly Seaton. Macy Glasgow will be at the line as Glasgow with 8 points looking for nine. Shot up. Off the heel of the rim, no good. So 9 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Eight looking for nine for Macy Glasgow. Ice it, fires it, got it. 9 points for Macy Glasgow. Seaton with the inbound pass, dribbles to a double team, picks up the dribble. Jesslyn Knowles fires a prayer, no good. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Canton 47 and Putnam County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Back at Putnam County High School, 8 minutes left to play in the girls' game. Canton leading 47-26, and Canton will have the basketball to start the final 8 minutes. Macy Fisher will inbound on the far sideline. Fisher gets the basketball, and here we go. Fisher to Nariah Clay. Back to Fisher on the left wing. Fisher ball high above her head. One dribble. Gets it to Glasgow at the high post. Clay will try a three. No good. And rebound comes off to Kenzie Holtz. Puts it back up and in. 2 points for Kenzie Holtz. 49-26. Canton with the lead as Carly Seaton across the timeline. Dumps it off for Jenna Knowles. Now gives it up the wing to Samantha Blanchard. Put up a shot, no good from five. Clay with the rebound to Macy Fisher on the left wing. Fisher guarded by Seaton. Gives it back to Nariah Clay between the two circles. As Clay, high post, Glasgow back to Clay. Emma Holtz in the right corner, high post. Glasgow gives it to Fisher on the left wing. Back to Glasgow at the high post. Clay on the right wing. Down the right lane goes Glasgow. Holtz for three. Bullseye! Emma Holtz has 12 points, four threes on the night. Blanchard with the basketball to Seaton in the backcourt. Seaton across the timeline and threw it out of bounds. As Keelan Otten will check back in, Macy Fisher will check out 52-26. As Whitlock will check out for a breather, Powell checks back in. Holtz in the right corner to Clay on the right wing, skips it to the left wing to Ott. As Ott, still with the dribble, gives it back to Clay, high post Glasgow. Tried to get it out to Holtz, batted away, stolen away by Powell. Gets it to Jenna Knowles. Knowles, long pass down the floor, threw it over the head of Blanchard. And there was nobody down there except Adeline Dickerson and Blanchard. Now Elise Perkins will check in. Jenna Knowles will check out. As Keith Smith wants a little pressure in the backcourt. Nariah Clay to Ott. Gives it to Glasgow. Glasgow kicks it over to Holtz. Holtz had a pass stolen away by Adeline Dickerson. As Dickerson will bring it across the timeline. And now she makes a bad pass, throws it out of bounds. As Brewer will check back in. And Holtz checks out in the right. Clay checks out. And Kenzie Holtz checks back in. So Ott to the top of the key. Brewer has it on the left wing. Back to Ott. Left side of the circle. Now Kenzie Holtz to Keelan Ott on the left wing. To Brewer on the left wing. Brewer looks for somebody. Gets it to Glasgow at the high post. Bounce past Emma Holtz. Try to give and go back inside to Glasgow. And threw it right to Powell. Here comes Carly Seaton. Seaton on the right wing. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Now she gives it to Blanchard. Blanchard running five-footer. Rolls across the rim. No good. Adeline Dickerson's put back. No good. Powell got it. Put up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. Powell's going to bring it on Emma Holtz. That's her second. So Taylor Powell will go to the line and looking for her first points of the game were shot up, banked at home. They all count. First point for Taylor Powell. As Jesslyn Knowles will check back in. Blanchard will check out. Fisher checks back in. And Emma Holtz will check out. Next shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, goes out of bounds. It should be, it looks like, Canton basketball. Evidently, Canton touched it last. So Jesslyn Knowles will inbound on the near sideline. As Jesslyn Knowles slaps it, looks for somebody, gets it to Carly Seaton on the deep left wing. Seaton, spin move, takes it inside, trying to find Powell inside. Do it over Powell's head. Now it goes out of bounds, and as Fisher and Powell both on the floor, goes out of bounds. Well, no, they're going to call a foul. Evidently, they are. So who's the foul going to be on? Okay, so Kenzie Holes picked up the foul. Free throw's no good. And rebound comes off to Keelan Ott. Ott will bring it across the timeline in a hurry. Fisher on the left wing. As Fisher takes it down in the left corner, still with the dribble. Dribbles along the baseline, gives it to Glasgow. And Glasgow dribbles it off with a foot and goes out of bounds. Well, they say maybe she dribbled it off of a Putnam foot because it's going to be Canton basketball. Glasgow gets it to Ott, running 10-footer, missed it, and Jesslyn Knowles off the rebound. You know, whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Kenzie Holtz. That's her second. Her second foul on her. Kendall Withers will check in. And to the line will go Jesslyn Knowles. And that is foul number eight against, as Kenzie Holtz will check out. Foul number eight as Jesslyn Knowles. Shots up, missed it. Just rolled off the right edge. And Kendall Withers off the rebound to Macy Fisher. Fisher slips the double team, a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Jesslyn Knowles. Macy Fisher on the near sideline will inbound. Gets it in to Ott on the right wing. Ott looks for an opening, a whistle, and an offensive foul. They're going to call the offensive foul on Keelan Ott. That's her fourth. So four fouls on Keelan Ott. 4:36 left to play in the game. And now Coach Baker wants a timeout. 4:36 left to play in the ball game. It's Canton 52 and Putnam County 27. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Friends, do you enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture. They also offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. Member FDIC.
To 70% water. It's what you run on. So when you feel like you're running low, have a glass. Woo! And recharge your body. You're going to drink something, and what you drink is up to you. When you drink water, you drink up.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
.436 left to play in the girls' game. 52-27. Canton with the lead, Putnam with the basketball. As Carly Seaton has it between the two circles. Seaton jump pass to Jesslyn Knowles. Inside to Dickerson. Off glass. Got it. Nice shot by Adeline Dickerson. 52-29. Fisher against Frazier to Ott. Glasgow back to Fisher on the right wing. There's Fisher. Gives the ball to Ott. High post Glasgow. She'll try 15-footer. No good. And Dickerson off the rebound. Dickerson gets it to Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline in the center circle. Bounce past the Seton between the two circles. As Seton dribbles across the center circle to the right wing. Now skips it to the left wing. Jesselyn Knowles inside. Dickerson lost the ball. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Brewer. So Brewer picks up the foul. Brenna Brewer, that's her first. And Adeline Dickerson will go to the line and she'll shoot two shots. That's the 10th team foul against Canton. Dickerson with 8, looking for 9. Shots high, arching shot, got it. 9 points, Adeline Dickerson. 52-30. Canton with a lead, 3:41 left to play. Dickerson's next free throw up, off the heel of the rim, no good. And Fisher comes off the rebound. Fisher, long pass down the floor to Brewer in the left corner. Back to Fisher on the left wing to Brewer for three. On the way, bullseye! 3 points for Brenna Brewer. 55-30. Can't move the lead. Here comes Jesselyn Knowles to Elise Perkins. Perkins back to Seton between the two circles. As Seton, spin move. Against three red jerseys, finds Perkins in the right corner. Perkins tried to pass it into the paint, knocked away. Now Dickerson gets it on the block, missed his shot, got it back, put it up, no good. And Fisher off the rebound to Ott. Whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Carly Seton. So that's 3 fouls on Carly Seton. That is the 17th foul against Putnam County. So Keelan Ott will go to the line. She has 7, looking for 8. She'll shoot a 1-1. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Keelan Ott. 56-30. As Ott, 8 looking for 9. Shots up, got them both. 9 points for Keelan Ott. Jenna Knowles in the backcourt. Lost the ball. Picked up by Brewer. Brewer pounded in the left-hand corner, and the foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles. So Jenna Knowles picks up her first foul. And to the line this time will go Brenna Brewer. She has 3, looking for 4. That's the 8th team foul against Putnam County. Brewer shot up. Got it. 4 points for Brenna Brewer. 58-30. Is Brenna Brewer 4 looking for 5 shots up? Got them both. 5 points for Brenna Brewer. 59-30. Now bad pass on the way by Brewer to Fisher. To Brewer. Back to Fisher for 3. No good. And long rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. 2:34 left to play in the ball game. Fisher by Canton. Inbounds pass to Jesselyn Knowles to Carly Seton. Seton around Brewer down the far sideline to the right wing. Skips it. Tried to skip it to the left wing. Battled away by Ott, but picked up by Dickerson. 5-foot jumper. Missed it. And off the rebound comes Brenna Brewer. And a whistle and a foul. And if it's on Jesselyn Knowles, that will be it. And that is Jesselyn Knowles. And that's 5 on Jesselyn Knowles. Well, okay, I missed one. That scoreboard says 4. So now both benches are going to clear with 2:18 left to play in the ball game, 59-30, as the subs will come in. And at the line, Brenna Brewer. She has 5, looking for 6. Shots up, missed it. And rebound is Brewer in the left baseline. Now 3 on the way. No good. Ott comes off the rebound. That was by Brooke Brewer. Now 3 on the way. Bullseye! Keelan Ott with 12 points. 62-30. Across the timeline comes Taylor Turner. Turner to McMillan on the right wing. Back to Turner. Down in the right corner. That's Turner. Blanchard back to Turner. Bad pass. And stolen away by Camp. Roughcorn gives it to Brewer. To Keelan Ott on the right wing. Ott gives it to Brooke Brewer at the high post. Back to Ott. Ott on the right wing. Ott gives it back to Brenner Brewer. Now Roughcorn has it in the left corner. Gets it back to Ott. Ott to the top of the key to Brewer on the left wing. Back to Ott. Ott back to Brewer on the left wing. Ott has it between the two circles. 1:10 left to play in the game. To Brewer on the left wing. Bounce pass to Roughcorn in the left corner. Back to Brewer on the left wing. To the right wing to Ott. Ott gets it back out to Roughcorn. She'll try a three. Airballed it. And McMillan off the rebound. McMillan just kind of a lazy pass. Knocked away. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 50 seconds left to play in the ball game. It's Canton 62, Putnam County 30. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
50 seconds left to play in the ball game. Putnam County trailing 62-30 with the basketball. Blanchard will, that's Turner, will bring it across the timeline. Lost it and then picked it back up. Now McMillan has it as she gets it on the baseline to Lorelei Fisher. Fisher gives it back to Turner. Now McMillan on the right wing. Working top of the key. Blanchard takes it down to the left baseline. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Canton. They're going to call it on Anna Taylor. So Taylor picks up her first foul. And, well, it's running clock, so she may not get her free throws off. First one's up, no good. So they, I don't know whether they're going to stop it and let her shoot the last free throw or not. Yep, she shot it anyway and got it. And it's going to count. So that's 1 point for Samantha Blanchard, and that's the end. Well, did it count or not? Maybe not. Anyway, that's just the ball game with the final score. Canton 62. Yep, it counted. 62 and Putnam County 31. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have
any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Putnam County High School. It's the final as the Canton Ladies win their 18th game of the year. Here, I've got that just backwards. So they are 18th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 62-31. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Canton. Keelan off with 9 points. Goliath Clay with 10. Brennan Brewer with 5. Emma Holtz with 12. Kenzie Holtz with 2. Macy Glasgow with 9. Mason Fisher with 5. And Kendall Withers with 7. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 9 points. Jenna Knowles with 2. Samantha Blanchard with 1. Adeline Dickerson with 9. Carly Seaton with 2. Emma Whitlock with 2. Jesslyn Knowles with 5. And David Powell with 1. Canton led 19-5 after one quarter. Both teams scored 12 in the second quarter. Canton led 31-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Putnam 16-9 to lead 47-26 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Canton again outscored Putnam 15-5, and Canton wins at 62-31. Canton improves to 18-7, while Putnam County girls 11-14. Coming up, it's the boys' turn, and I'll be back with that one in about, let's say, 5 minutes, Mark. This is KMM Sports.
All right, Donnie, thanks very much. And this game has been brought to you by Mayberry Farms and Truck Accessories, north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, member FDIC, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. Canton, Putnam County boys are next. Stay with us here on KMEM Radio.